This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri versus Scott J. Parrish, decided February 11th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. State of Missouri, Respondent v. WD866669, Scott J. Parrish. Opinion filed February 11th, 2025. Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Bates County, Missouri. The Honorable Michael B. Baker, Judge Division 3. W. Douglas Thompson, Presiding Judge, Karen King Mitchell, Judge, and Thomas N. Chapman, Judge Scott J. Parrish. Parrish appeals from the trial court's judgment and sentence for failure to register as a sex offender in violation of Section 589.400, RSMO 2018, and Section 589.425. 1. In his single point on appeal, Parrish contends the trial court erred in finding him guilty of the offense charged and sentencing him accordingly because there was insufficient evidence to support a factual finding that Parrish acted knowingly. We affirm. 1. All statutory citations are to RSMO 2017 unless otherwise noted. 2. Factual and procedural history. 2. On May 6, 1993, Parrish pleaded guilty in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Missouri to the felony of transporting a minor across the state line to engage in sexually explicit conduct. Parrish was sentenced to a term of incarceration followed by supervised release. Parrish was released from supervision in the fall of 1997. Since then, Parrish has lived at the same residence in Bates County, Missouri. In 2019, the Missouri State Highway Patrol notified the Bates County Sheriff, that Parrish had been convicted of a sex offense such that he was required to register as a sex offender. On July 23, 2019, Sheriff sent Parrish a letter advising Parrish of his obligation to register as a sex offender. Parrish received the letter and sent Sheriff a responsive letter stating his objection to and disagreement with the registration requirement. After receiving Parrish's response, Sheriff sent Parrish two additional letters informing him of his obligation and responsibility to register as a sex offender. At least one of these letters was returned to Sheriff by the Postal Service because it was refused by the recipient. Sheriff did not receive a response to either letter, and Parrish did not register as a sex offender. On November 1st, 2022, Parrish was charged with committing the Class E felony of failure to register as a sex offender in violation of sections 589.402. We view the facts in the light most favorable to the conviction. State versus Barack 558 SW3D 126, 128 and 1, Moab WD 2018, citing State versus Sutton 427 SW3D 359, 359 and 1, Moab WD 2014. 3 and 589 to 425. In that on or about July 30th, 2019, Parrish knowingly failed to register as a sex offender in Bates County while being a resident thereof. Parrish entered a plea of not guilty and subsequently waived his right to a trial by jury. On August 8th, 2023, the trial court conducted a bench trial. Sheriff testified on behalf of the state. Through his testimony, the July 23rd, 2019 letter Sheriff sent to Parrish and Parrish's reply letter were introduced as evidence and admitted without objection. Sheriff testified that this letter informed Parrish that he was required to register as a sex offender. Parrish testified in his own defense. Parrish testified that he received the letter from Sheriff informing him that he had to register as a sex offender. When asked why he did not register upon the receipt of that letter, Parrish stated, "Because the federal district court did not stipulate that was a requirement." Parrish then offered four legal documents that he printed off the internet as defense exhibits 1 through 4. 3. In explanation of his independent legal research, Parrish testified that he did not register because the federal court did not say he had to register. During cross-examination, Parrish agreed that he believed he was not required to register as a sex. 3. These exhibits are not a part of the record on appeal. Where exhibits are not made a part of the record on appeal, such evidentiary omissions will be taken as favorable to the trial court's ruling and unfavorable to the appeal. City of Kansas City versus Kosick, 540 SW3D 461, 464, Moes App WD, 2018, quoting Navarro v. Navarro, 504 SW3D, 167, 176, Mo App, WD, 2016. For offender, and as a result, he intentionally decided not to register UPO,